Hello.
Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you a registered voter in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. This survey is very short, only about 3 minutes long. Thank you for your participation, okay? Second question, what are the chances of you voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Probably 50-50, or are you not going to vote?
I will be voting.
Would that be a probably or certain?
Certainly.
Thank you. Okay, and do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
Thank you. And if you don't mind us asking, what is the year that you were born in?
1985.
Okay, 1985. Thank you. Next question. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander? What race do you?
African-American.
African-American. Okay, thank you. Generally, next question. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction? Or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
I think we can do a lot better in Florida.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you some names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you don't know the person, you can also say that. First person would be Joe Biden.
I don't know. I don't really have a. He's okay.
Okay. No opinion. Okay. Thank you. What about Chad Klitzman?
I don't know that person.
Okay. And next person is Barbara Sharif.
She's okay.
Okay, so would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable? Somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, next person we'll have here is Kamala Harris.
She's favorable.
Would you say very favorable?
Yeah.
Thank you. And the next one is Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
I don't know. That person.
You don't know that person? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Thank you. Next question. If the Democratic primary of Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Chad Klitzman, Rodney Jacobs Jr., and Barbara Sharif, for whom would you vote?
I would have to do some more research.
Okay. Still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for Florida State Senate. I'm going to go down the list and you can pick one, okay? First issue is home and property insurance. Next we have jobs and wages. Next we have voting rights. Then education, then climate change and the environment, then healthcare, then protecting reproductive rights, and then LGBTQ rights.
Oh, home and property insurance.
Okay. Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, okay? Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative?
Maybe more liberal.
And would that be a very liberal person or a somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Deandra.
Okay. Thank you, Deandra. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice night, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.